And now, M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Moor.
Come right in, stranger. I wasn't expecting visitors today, but what a pleasant surprise. Do have a seat there, won't you? And let me get you a glass of lemonade. You seem a bit hot. There you are. It is to your liking. Good. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Chet Cheddar. I am the morgue attendant here, and I sort of fancy myself a storyteller. I would like to tell you one if you have the time. Oh, you do? Well, good. Yeah, let's see now. Yes. My story for today is about a man from Biloxi, who was on his way to pick up a load of manure. It was on a lonely, dark highway, and things seemed a bit unusual to this man. It was a routine manure pickup, but
you take one day and you pass her around. 98 bottles of beer in the wall, you 98 bottles of... What am I doing? Shut up, Elmer. Singing to yourself, talking to yourself. I gotta stay awake. What do they do? Take Oklahoma off the map? Let's see what this thing says here. I took the Clarksville exit. I did that. I turned at the turnpike. I did everything the map says. Oh, come on now. What in the world is this? I ain't speeding. I can't believe this. He is gonna pull me over. I just can't believe it. What a night. All right, okay. This is definitely not I-35. Dadgum. Can I help you, officers?
Yes. Can I see your license and registration, please?
Oh, sure thing. There you go. That there's before I shave my beard, and I live in Biloxi now.
Mr. Elmer Corn?
Yes, sir, just like it says on the card there. Say, I wasn't speeding, was I?
No, Mr. Corn, but we have been expecting you.
How's that?
Here's your license and registration.
Thank you.
You may carry on.
Okay.
We're sorry if we disturbed you.
No problem at all, officers. You have a good night now.
Thank you. And you have a good night also, Elmer Corn.
Them cops are skeletons.
Yes, you heard correctly. Skeleton. Mr. Corn gathered his thoughts, then began driving once again down the lonely, dark highway.
Skeletons, that's what they were. They were nothing but bleach white bones. Them cops were skeletons. I ain't going crazy. I know I ain't going crazy. I saw skeletons. There's only one thing I can't understand. How could they talk if they didn't have any voice boxes? Holy! Oh, my God, I hit somebody. Oh. Listen, fella, I didn't see you stand out in the street like that. I didn't mean to hit you. I swear
all
I
right.
didn't. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine. Could I have a ride, please?
Sure thing.
I'm so weary of walking.
Sure thing, mister. Sure thing. You just step on over here and get in the truck now. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. You got to admit, though, fella, you were pretty foolish walking down the middle of the street like that. Hell, you nearly gave me a heart attack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I upset you.
Well, that's all right. What was the matter? Did your car break down up the street or something?
No, my car burst into a ball of flame.
Well, hell, I can believe that. Your skin's all burned up. You're all black and blistered up. You want me to take you to the hospital, the burn ward or something?
No, that's quite all right. That's all right. Just take me to the Highway of Death Cafe, if you don't mind.
The Highway of Death Cafe, you say?
Yes. You look like a Frenchman. How did it end for you, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, what do you mean, how did it end?
Why, you're dead. Everyone in the Highway of Death has died in a car accident. How did you?
Well, heck, feller, I didn't have no accident.
You must be the living one. The one from the living world who crossed into the outer plane.
Now look, fella, this conversation's just getting a little bit too strange for me. I'm gonna have to let you out right here, if you don't mind.
Oh, I suppose you do not believe that I'm dead.
Well, now, you got to admit, it does sound a little far-fetched. I mean, you're sitting right there, and you're telling me that... What are you doing? You're grabbing your head and... Hey, what... Good Lord in heaven, fella, you're pulling your head off. Stop that, fella, stop that. Quit it. My gosh. You pulled your head off.
Yes. Now do you believe me? Now do you believe that I'm dead?
Yes, sir, I believe you. I believe you. Now put it back on your shoulders, please. You look like the devil.
I can't. I'm forever cursed to carry it in my hands now, no thanks to you.
Now, look, fella, I never told you to pull your head off. But I am going to tell you to get out of my truck, though. This is getting just a little bit too strange for me. I'm a patient man, but when you stop pulling your head off, that's when Elmer Corn says red light. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to have to ask you to get out. I'm sorry.
Oh, please, just a half a mile more, and we'll be at the Highway of Death Cafe. That's where I want to go. You should come in with me. I have friends that want to meet you.
Okay.
They've been expecting you, Mr. Corn.
Now you're the second person to tell me that today. The skeleton cop said that to me, and now you're telling me that they're expecting me. They're looking for me. What do you mean by that?
It will all be revealed in due time, Mr. Corn. I will go into the cafe and explain that you have arrived. They would be shocked to see a living one.
Actually, Mr. Corn should feel quite privileged. He is the only living one ever to enter the Highway of Death.
Ain't exactly the most energetic place I've ever been in. Everybody seems to be a bit, well, let's see. What's the word I'm looking for here?
dead, Mr. Corn.
Oh.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I forget.
I explained it to you earlier. Everyone here has died in a car accident.
I'm sorry. I forget these things. I'm kind of narrow-minded.
I would like you to meet the manager of the cafe, Mr. Smith.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the first ever to die in a car accident.
Oh, yeah?
One of the early horseless carriages brought him to his doom.
Gee, that's a pity.
He can tell you the story of this godforsaken place much better than I.
Well, okay. Is Mr. Smith the skeleton behind the bar over there?
Yes.
Well, all right. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Smith. Shake my hand.
Pleased to be.
Gee, sir, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull it off.
Think nothing of it, Mr. Corn.
Oh.
Think nothing of it.
Okay.
I suppose you are wondering why you entered this strange place.
Yes, sir, I sure am. There certainly are a lot of strange things going on around here. I'm supposed to be on I-35. I've got a manure pickup in Oklahoma.
Well then, I will attempt to make this as quick as I can manage.
I'd appreciate it.
You see, Mr. Corn.
Yes, sir?
We here in this strange dimension are victims of a demonic plan.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it. I'm sorry.
You see, a demon, Zelvius.
Zelvius?
Yes. He is a demon who has created this dimension that we are forced to reside in for eternity. The highway of death.
Yes, sir. That's what this old moaning guy over here was telling me. The highway of death.
Yes, that is Jacob. You see, Mr. Corn, when someone dies, as we have, in a car accident.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Usually, his soul travels to whatever fate awaits him.
Oh, you mean like heaven or hell?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes, Mr. Corn, sometimes the demon, Zelvius? One of Satan's greatest pupils.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he is quick enough to capture the physical body with the soul trapped within it.
Oh.
He pulls the body into the highway of death.
The highway of death. I get it now. Yeah.
Here, our souls cannot leave our bodies.
Oh, so you're kind of like zombies, are you?
Yes. And we are forced to walk the highway for eternity.
Oh.
Our bodies decaying.
Oh.
The pain is unbearable. Oh.
For all of you, but just what has all this got to do with me?
Well, Mr. Corn, we here are much too weak to conquer Zelvius.
Oh, okay.
Only a man, only a living man can do battle with the demon. And you are that man, Mr. Corn.
Now, wait just a cotton-picking second, Mr. Smith. You said this fella was a demon. Well, he's liable to have magical powers. There's no telling what he could do. I mean, I'm just a manure hauler. I'm just Elmer Corn. What you see is what you get. I can't do no battle with no demon. I ain't got no powers or nothing.
Mr. Corn, you must defeat Zelvius.
But, sir,
only then can our souls be set free from this prison. And only then can you return to the living world. For your sake and ours, you must defeat Zelvius. Otherwise, Mr. Corn, you will be trapped here as we are forever.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas. All right. Okay, Mr. Smith, I'll talk to this Zelvius guy. I'll see what I can do. I'll try to reason with him. I don't see how else I'm going to be able to do it if he's a demon like you say. But I'll try my best.
Excellent. Excellent. I knew you would not fail us, Mr. Corn. Jacob will show you the way to Zelvius's castle. Do be careful, Mr. Corn. With some reluctance, Mr. Corn drove to the front gate of Zelvius's castle.
Well, this must be the place. Castle Zelvius, that sign there says. And it looks just like that castle in Dracula. Let's see what this sign in its own iron gate here says. Warning! You are standing before the diamond-encrusted gate of Zelvius the All-Powerful. If you dare to venture past it, your soul will suffer an unmeasurable amount of pain. Well, he's got kind of a swollen head, don't he? I think I can clear that gate, sure. All right, Zelvius, here I come. Dang it! I used to be. Rocks around here ain't very big. Oh, wait, there's one. All right. Here goes the wind-up and the pitch. Woo! Dead jump. Boy, that rock turned that door to powder. That must be Zelvius. And he's got a thorn in his side.
Who has dared to destroy my sacred crystal door?
Well, sir, the thing is, it's...
Intruder?
Yes, sir?
You are standing before Zelvius, the All-Powerful.
I understand.
Identify yourself at once.
Well, sir, I'm Elmer Corn, Mr. Zelvius. I'm a manure hauler from Biloxi.
Biloxi? Well, you're in Zelvius's castle now, you hick. Whatever possessed you to disregard the warning of the front gate? Are you mentally ill, or maybe you enjoy slow torture?
Neither one, Mr. Zelvius. In hell, I don't know how I wound up in this crazy place, but I've been talking to these people here, these corpses, and they've been telling me that you've been keeping their souls from going over into the hereafter. In my book, that makes you a bully, and I don't like a bully. And you're also keeping me from a load of manure that ain't getting any fresher in Oklahoma. Now, the way I see it, we can go about this two ways. You can either politely set these people free, set me back on my road, or, well, I guess you and I are going to have us a little confrontation.
Oh, I believe I'm beginning to get the picture now. You must be the living one these miserable corpses have been babbling about. They know they can't touch me. I'd snap their souls like twigs. They know only a man from the living world can do battle with Zelvius. And here he is, Mr. Elmer Corn, the Savior.
I take it from your reaction, you're not very impressed.
Not the least little bit, Mr. Corn. If you were to try to do battle with me, it would be a serious error in judgment.
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know about that. Back when I was in middle school, I won second place in the state championship wrestling matches. I don't know. I'm pretty good at scuffling.
Impressive. Oh, I'm impressed. But it's not quite as impressive as my sacred wand of Ramata.
Oh, dang, I was afraid of something like that.
This wand was a gift to me from the devil himself.
Well,
with it, I can create creatures that would turn your soul to stone.
Well, I'm not going to give you any reason to use
that. Let me demonstrate.
Well, that's not necessary.
Mr. Corn, meet my friend, Trihideon, the three-headed serpent.
Now, wait just a cotton-picking second, Zelfius. This ain't fair at all. We're not equally matched. Give me that stick. Here, that's your pair of chopsticks.
You destroyed my wand!
That's right, I sure did.
My sacred wand of Bramata!
That's right. Well, hey, what was I supposed to do? Defeat that monster with my good looks? At least this way, we're evenly matched. Now, you got 3 seconds to set us free, the zombies and me, or I'm going to tear into you like a cat after a bag of catnip.
Wait! Surely you do not wish to suit the primitive fist fighting? Let us do battle the noble way, the way men have been dueling for centuries.
Well, okay, I'm game. What'd you have in mind?
Swords! A duel to the death.
Oh, swords it is. Well, let's see. I did see Cyrano the Bergerac 100 times. Okay, let's sword fight.
Excellent. I just happen to have a pair of swords on the wall over here.
Oh, yeah?
I'll just go get them.
Oh, now, wait a second. I'll go get the swords. I know what you're up to. And I don't trust you any further than I can throw. Let's see. Oh, these are nice swords. Boy, these are pretty. All right, Mr. Zelvius, here's your sword. I got mine. Whenever you're ready, you say the word.
You fool. You have dug your grave, mortal.
Oh, yeah?
I was trained by Lucifer himself.
Big deal.
On guard. I ain't no slack either, Zelvius. I got a few tricks up my sleeve, and I might just bring you down a notch or two. Prepare to die, mortal. You will make a nice addition to my highway of rotting corpses.
Oh, that'll be the day, pal. That'll be the day. You don't worry none about me. You just...
Dang it. You cut me. That's a point in my favor, Mr. Corn. Next time, I'll cut much, much deeper.
Oh, there ain't going to be no next time, Zelvius. There ain't going to be no next time. I'm going to send you back to hell, boy.
My sword!
You're unarmed now, Zelvius, and I'm going to slit your throat from ear to ear unless you do what I tell you. I want you to tell them zombies that you're sorry you created the highway of death. Then I want you to destroy the highway of death. Set them people free, and set me free, or die. That's your choice.
Never! Never! I am Zelvius. I rule the highway of death. I would rather die than apologize.
All right then, demon. You got your wish. Sorry.
I can't believe it. I've been stabbed by a manure hauler.
Ain't no shame in it. It's honest work. Oh, my gosh. What in the world? He's turning into a whirlwind of light. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I'm in my truck. Hey, it's daylight. There goes a car. There ain't no skeleton in that car. I'm back. Oh, thank the Lord, I'm back. I guess I must have did it. I sure hope you guys are wherever you're supposed to be. I hope y'all have made it to the afterlife. Oh, yeah, let's check my clock. Hey, I got 2 whole hours to make it to Oklahoma, and I'm almost there. If only old Bessie would just crank up. Yeah. Burn like a kid. I'm walking the floor over you. The demon Velvius is dead. The highway of death is no more. The souls once imprisoned there are now in their proper place. Some are in heaven, some in hell. But all are grateful to their savior, Elmer Corn. And that was a pleasant little story, don't you think? Yes. One bit of advice. If you ever find yourself on a dark and desolate road, it's probably best to keep driving and hope things will get better. Oh, my. Look at the time. I would love to tell another story, but, a fresh cadaver is arriving in a few moments, and I would hate to miss the autopsy. I had several pleasures, but I enjoy them. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, The Highway of Death. For correspondence, send to P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities with actual persons, including zombies and demons, is purely coincidental. A production by M&J Audio Theater.